election theme music in this morning because there is an election coming up August 2nd. And here to talk about that and some of the things that you can make sure you do when it comes to voting, helping to remove discriminatory barriers to the ballot, we have Kayla Griffin from All Voting is Local. She's the Ohio State Director. Kayla, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
All right. Well, we're all ready to vote. You know, the early voting begins today in Ohio. We were just waiting to figure out when we were going to have this election or how this was going to work. Explain to us, I guess, maybe why is it we're doing this special election here and what's going on with our state representatives in government that they're trying to agree on something here. Talk about these races that are coming up on August 2nd.
Well, thank you for having me. Like you said, we call it an election season. So we are in election season because we actually can vote today at 8 o'clock. Our boards of elections open up at 8 o'clock across the state. And so you can go and cast your ballot. We are the only state that had a second primary. So this is, here in Ohio, we slot off August 2nd as a special election day just in case something comes up. But this is not just a special election. It is actually our second primary. It's a continuance of what we saw in May. And so when folks went out to vote in May, they may have noticed that their state rep, and their state senator, was not on the ballot. That's because we weren't able to have, we did not have maps that were drawn for all those congressional seats. And so our district seats, excuse me. And so our maps were just recently approved by a federal court. The redistricting process in Ohio is one that is new to us because we are doing it a bit different this time around. Ohioans voted to have a bipartisan commission draw the lines. And this is the first time we're doing this. And we are, you know, stumbling our way through it, trying to get it right. But because of this process, we had to have two sets of maps. The second set, which we are going to the ballot box on today, it took a little longer than the first set. But we are here. We are in election swing, and so we're going to show up to vote. We're going to take somebody with us too.
It's kind of a short period. Usually for elections, there seems to be a longer period of time. Do the candidates have enough time to kind of get the word out and let them know, hey, vote for me type of thing?
Well, this is the interesting part. Some of the people who were on the ballot, you know, they knew they were on the ballot. I mean, this is still the primary, and so you have people who are already in office who are just trying to maintain their seat. But then you have people who, you know, filed back in February because they thought they were going to be on the May ballot, and then there was questions about whether or not people were actually living in the district where the maps were going to be drawn because maps the map making process, you know, took a little longer, and people were booted out of districts, and some people were put back in, and so the people who have been who are on the ballot, they've known about the election since February. These are people who intended to run in the May primary, but because we didn't have the elections, they were forced to wait. And so they should have been out campaigning all this time. They should have been, you know, calling people, knocking on doors, raising money, things like that, getting mailers out. And they would have had all year to do so. There was an interesting case recently where LaRose had to put some folks who were booted off the ballot back on the ballot because they had filed, and then they were told that they needed to remove their name and refile again, and there was just a whole bunch of confusion around what was happening and what was going on. But they were recently put back on the ballot. And so one of the things that I tell people is that if you're unsure, you can go and pull a sample ballot from your board of elections. So you go to your Board of Elections, Cuyahoga County, you go to Cuyahoga County's BOE, Board of Elections, and it says sample that ballot or view my ballot or some variation of that. And then you can see exactly who is on your ballot and who you'll be voting for.
Okay. And we also cover the Lorain County area, so you have to, you know, whatever county you are in, that one you can kind of find a seat.
Lorain County Board of Elections as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. What do we expect as far as a turnout? And I don't know, maybe that's even hard to anticipate. August is kind of a tough time to get a lot of people out to vote. They're busy vacationing. They're not where they're supposed to be. I guess that's why you're hoping that they can take advantage of sort of the early voting, get that voting done before they head off on whatever excursion they might have planned already.
Absolutely. It's always hard to predict turnout. You know, even the May primary, we had very, very low turnout all throughout the state. And so it was unprecedented as how low it was. And so I don't want to, you know, cast aspersions and, you know, start to guess, but I really am trying to help folks understand that, you know, if you're going to be out of town, if you plan on, you know, traveling, July is really busy for me. I'll be in and out. Don't know if I'll be, you know, around on August 2nd, but I'm going to go vote early. I'm going to go take advantage of one of these early voting days. If you are one that wants to vote from the comfort of your home, you can always apply. You have to send in your a ballot application to have a ballot actually sent to your home. And so you have 28 days to, you know, figure out who you want to vote for and get the ballot turned back in. But I would urge folks to take advantage of early voting, but also, you know, tell a friend or take a family member down there with you if you're going to vote early, or make sure that they have their vote-by-mail ballot application filled out and sent in as well.
Talking this morning with Kayla Griffin, Ohio Campaign State Director for All Voting is Local. As you mentioned, this is sort of a secondary primary, so this is the ones where you vote Dems or Republicans. I don't know if there's any issues on this ballot, but that might be local that people have to check. So that's kind of... Somebody think, I already voted on a primary. This is actually, it's just like you say, another primary. So it does have sort of that different designation for voting. Tell me a little about All Voting is Local. I guess you're trying to make sure everybody gets a chance to vote and try to break down any barriers that might be getting people, preventing them from really voting as best they can.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just say really quickly, there are no issues on this ballot. This ballot will only incorporate your state secretary or your state senator and your state rep. So those are the only races that you'll find, unless you have a party person that is running, you know, for some type of local county seat or party seat. But All Voting is Local. We are a state-based org. We have 8 different states that we cover, and so we have our headquarters down in D.C., and then we are in 8 different states. We are really focused on removing barriers to the ballots and making sure that everyone has access to the ballot. There are some technical things that we look at and very niche in our market. We want to make sure that county election officials, you know, have what they need, and that state folks are being held accountable for how they are implementing laws and actually carrying things out. We want to make sure that every vote is counted and every vote is certified. We want to make sure that the certification process is running smoothly in our states. We just want to make sure that democracy looks and feels like democracy for each and every voter that has the opportunity to cast a ballot in our states. So that can look different in our different states. In Ohio, we have been focused on provisional ballot usage. We have been focused on college and university voting. We've been focused on folks who are disabled and still have a right to vote, and, you know, how they have access to the ballot as well. So we are really granular. We look at the county levels. We try to make sure that we are we have relationships on the county and state level, and we know what the laws are and how they're supposed to be implemented.
Sounds good. Here's a drum roll. It's a drum roll because it is now 8 o'clock. That means officially people can start beginning to do their early voting for the August primary. Kayla, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Getting the word out today.